Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got a great show for you today. And of course, I always start our show with something uplifting. If you love your business, you never have to work a day in your life.
I'm so excited that you are here. We have another incredible business mixer, and I'm so excited to really meet so many great people. So again, our next one is February 20th. So I hope you put that on your calendar. 2025 is going to be a huge year. I'm really excited to introduce, and of course, he's been on my show many times. He's one of our sponsors. I'm so great to know him. And of course, we're talking about Norman Thatcher. He is the CEO of TNT Anger Management, and also he is the facilitator. He's got two locations, Westlake and Woodland Hills, and put this in your phone as if you ever need him, 818-264-6255. We are going to be talking about really the holidays, but not only the holidays, it's really every day. Every day we have different emotions that come up, and if you need or notice somebody in your family or somebody, your loved ones, or somebody at work or somebody that's just close to you and you want to give them a reference, TNT Anger Management is your place. Norman Thatcher, welcome and happy holidays.
Good morning, Kim. Happy holidays to you and to all your listeners.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, I'm so excited that you're here, not only because I love talking to you, but there are, again, so many crazy things all the time happening in our world. And we were just talking about the shooting of the healthcare and just boy, I mean, I want to call him a boy because he's like my kid's age, you know, 20, is he 22?
I believe so.
Yeah, I mean, he's been a perfect student, never been into jail, never had a problem. What would make somebody go and shoot somebody like that? It just is beyond me and it saddens me. And so I thought we could really talk about it and just really bring you on. I always bring you on when we're having like crazy things in our world. And of course, you know, we've gone through our elections and we're on the, you know, on the other side of that. And so where are we in our world? And of course, if you can just share a little bit about yourself.
Well, where we are in our world is where we are at. You know, like you said, we've had the past. We've gotten through the electoral part of the presidency, but you know we have the future to look forward because that hasn't initially started yet. And I actually have clients that are, you know, they have their views and are not too thrilled with the results. And so I'm going to be processing that for probably a while with some of my clients. But then we have the holidays, like you mentioned, and that's currently going on from Thanksgiving. We have the, you know, Hanukkah and Christmas and all that coming up that brings stress. We have the new year, which hopefully most of the time brings, you know, a new good look outlet for people to set new goals for 2025. And so not all is bad, but you know, when these things with the shooting in New York, when these things happen, I kind of want to take a little time and just go over things of, you know, it's still obviously under investigation. They're getting information. They have him recommended and in custody. So a lot of information will unfold as it's literally currently processing by the day. And I just kind of want to go over what happens when these things happen. So on a daily basis, we all, you know, basically we wake up, we hope we have a good plan for our day. We try to make the best of each day. We just try to get through our life each day. So for what's happened with this investigation, as far as my knowledge, there is a timeline. From back on the November 24th, this young man did arrive in New York. He gave police a false ID as far as coming in on a bus. And then on the 4th, there was then he looked like he was walking down the street. He had a backpack that was found in Central Park. And the next day was the shooting. So going forward, they apprehended him. They have a name. He's actually 26 years old. If we want to make They have a name. They have a name to him. And when these investigations happen, it's like, hey, you know what? Was this guy just going to wake up and have a bad day and go, you know, murder somebody? This was a planned out situation. And when these investigations happen, it's like, hey, you know, all of us that live each day, you know, we don't like look and say, hey, you know, Kim looks, you know, a little off. Did she, you know, do you think she's going to have a bad day or what? But what I'm trying to get at is when things like these happen, then they obviously do investigations because it's a sentinel event, obviously a murder. And when things like this happen, it's basically being investigated because it's a high profile case. What I'm trying to work towards is identifying the symptoms and possibly the physical motive of what could be happening previous to this lead up to this situation.
Norman, I want to stop you first of all. Let's just backtrack for a second. So we talked about our president. Some people are going to be happy. Some people are not going to be happy, right? You have, you know, so that's just out of our hands. But a decision's been made, and so how do you go on from there? Okay, so let's start with that because you had mentioned that, and you said that you have a lot of clients that you're going to be dealing with. How do you go forward in that?
Well, that's living life of here are the facts of, you know, how do you deal with things? And that's basically a lot of reaction of what I do in office practice. One thing I think to always remember is we have the right and we have the feelings to feel angry. We have the right to feel stressed if things don't go our way. We've learned that from when we were babies, and it's like, oh, I didn't get a piece of candy, and I'm going to cry and stomp my feet and do all this. It's really no different than when we're 2 years old versus when we're 60 years old. Oh, something didn't go right. I have the right to have a feeling of my personal reaction of how I'm going to deal with this, and I'm either going to say, hey, you know what? Okay, it didn't go my way, but I'm going to get through each day of the best I can of what I have control and empowerment of for myself. For the people that didn't have the election go their way, that's going to be something they're going to be continuing to work on. For the people that are investigating this murder for his family, I understand this man had two kids. It's a family tragedy that within a week you lost a husband, a father, and to add to it, it's all during the holidays also. I'm sure that's going to affect their family for, you know, holidays for the rest of their life.
Of course. I've been seeing that on, you know, on social, on Facebook, of people that, you know, have had one of the ladies that I know, her daughter was murdered. And, you know, she said it was many years ago, and it's still, I mean, that's traumatic. I know I lost a baby, and it's been many years. It's still traumatic. You lose your parents, it's still traumatic. So, you know, what I want to really hear and hope that you can share with everyone is that what are we looking for? Is there a common sign that we're looking for when people, you know, to an intervention for suicide, for homicide, for any of these kind of things?
Well, you brought up suicidal and homicide. Those are two things that obviously, how do you look for? There are warning signs. Looking into this investigation, there was one part, there was a book recovered out of the perpetrator's backpack, which was, I guess, connected to the Unabomber, okay? So if a family member saw that, are we going to just start going, anybody that reads a book on the Unabomber or any past traumatic events in the history, you know, report that in? Probably not, but, you know, maybe ask them, like, what's your interest in that? Like, why would, what do you find interesting in that book? And just kind of get an idea of what their kind of their headspace is. For
right.
for people that are suicidal, what's so kind of mystical is days or weeks before their suicide, they might look normal. It might just be another day because they're prepping for their final moment.
Right.
So, but there are red flags before that that family and friends and loved ones can look for. They might be isolating. They might be raging. They might be giving their items away. So try to kind of keep an eye on that. For people that are homicidal, like now that we're investigating this, obviously we're going back to this young man's history. We don't know if he had a history of depression. We don't know if he had a history of violence. That would be things to look for. But what's so confusing about him is you look at this, like you said, he's a, you know, excellent student, top grade college, came from a wealthy family, everything's great. And then the only investigation I saw was with homicidal. Is there any drugs or alcohol involved in the history? In cases with alcohol, there's 40% chance that the homicidal event was alcohol related. I don't think that's the case here because this was a planned out situation, so it's not like an impulsive thing.
I know that he had a surgery that really stripped him of some of his personal things, and that was interesting. So, but why this man, you know what I mean? Why the head guy? So it's just, you know, these things are just so unknown, and all the school shootings and all the, what is it? Is there something that we can look for in these people that are so disturbed?
I think, like you said, for his medical back situation, people want, it's the ultimate revenge of, I feel bad, my back hurts, I go to a medical facility to fix it, it doesn't get fixed, maybe he feels uncomfortable, and it's like, I want some intervention to fix me, and he maybe felt he didn't get fixed. So how in his mind, he's thinking, I want somebody to pay for my pain.
Yeah.
And so what's happened is
very, very sad.
Yeah. So he wants revenge because somebody's not fixing his problem. But the problem and the worrisome is there's a lot of, you know, potential copycats. United Healthcare is one of the most, medical intervention, facilities and healthcare plans in the United States. So, you know, will this be the first one that anybody has medical necessity that they
oh,
can't
Oh, God, don't
treated?
Say that. Don't
well,
say
no,
that.
I know,
but there is. It's just, it's like copycatters, and it's like one school, the next school, you know what I mean? Where does it end? That's why, you know, sometimes it's just not good to put all that out there. So I don't know. But I like that. So what is intervention? What could we do? What could a family do?
Well, the family could be, you know, again, looking out for, you know, different behaviors than what somebody usually exhibits. I think once this person started having medical back pain, how long is the history? Was he complaining to anybody like, hey, this company is not taking care of me? and maybe listen to that a little bit more. People will tell you, hey, I'm not happy with my health care. I'm not happy with the presidential election. I'm not happy with, and they have to kind of listen to those things. And if it gets to the point where it's like, hey, maybe you need to talk to somebody and help you verbalize and get more additional help. Maybe he didn't have any, you know, therapy calls or interventions that the family knew of. So that would be my first thing, is to really listen to your friends and family and suggest, you know, getting some additional help, you know, to process some of the things, to limit, obviously, the ultimate disaster of homicide.
Yeah, I love it. You know, first of all, thank you so much for being here. And what other things? I know you work with adolescent, you work with seniors, you work with pretty much anybody, right? And relationship. Talk to us a little bit about how you know what it's like to be one of your clients.
Well, there's two justifications. You know, my clients are either court mandated or come in voluntary. Those are the two basic you know, way of coming in. And how they get me is, you know, making a phone call, 818-264-6255, and I will set up a consultation, and then we just have kind of a meet and greet of what's going on, how can I help or be of support of your concerns, and go forward from there. And we make a treatment goal, and there are workbooks that are involved. And with my experience in the office, most of my clients have found it rewarding, and it's not a chore to them. They actually like coming because it brings them out of their, you know, their home to actually work on themselves. So most people want attention and want to make themselves feel better, and that's my goal, is to be a support system and be there for people to make themselves feel better, because ultimately, as we all know, we all are better together.
I love it. I love it. That's so weird. I literally just was going, is he going to say it? Yep. I love that. And you know what? You also go, like if somebody needs to go to court, you'll go with them, right? That's another service that you have?
I did start doing what's called a custodial court liaison. Some people are court mandated, and just getting to their court, they are very nervous. It's most of the time a new experience for them. They've never been mandated for anger management, and they sit and they listen to all these other cases, even before their case sometimes, and I'll just kind of be there to be support to help calm them down before their case is heard, because if they don't show, it's going to be more of a it could be a violation if they don't show. And I've had clients tell me, hey, if you go with me, it would be a great help. And I've done that. And so if that's something that somebody has, a family member that is in that situation, you know, please give me a call and we can make arrangements to work out a schedule and time of when their court appointment is. And I'd be willing to hear what your situation is and help you with your court appointments.
Love it. I love it. Norman Thatcher, TNT Anger Management, CEO and facilitator. And, of course, your phone number and your website, please.
Sure. My phone number is area code 818-264-6255, and my website is www.tntams.com.
There you go. Happy holidays, and thank you so much for coming on here. And, again, for my listeners, if you feel anything or you know anybody, please reach out to Norman. He really, truly has made such a difference. So, again, thank you so much, Norman.
Thank you for having me, Kim, to get this information out to the, you know, not just the Thousand Oaks community, but the nationwide community, because we are all in this daily life together.
I love it. All right. Thank you again. Take care.
Okay. Be safe.
All right.
Be safe.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
One in four people suffer from domestic abuse. Safe Passages has helped more than 2,000 women and children with counseling, shelter, and hope. You can help break the cycle of domestic abuse. Join Safe Passage Heals for their 24th annual holiday fundraiser at CBS Radford Studios. The charity will feature 10 survivors on the Runway of Hope, where fashion meets compassion, hosted by Luisa Diaz, Miss Universe 2025. Join Kim Pagano at this holiday fundraiser where beauty, fashion, and exotic cars come together to make a difference. Make a difference today to save lives in the cycle of abuse. Go to safepassageheals.org to purchase your tickets and give. See you on December 7th at the Safe Passage Holiday Fundraiser at CBS Radford Studios.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadlines. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly. 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255. Or go to TNTAMS.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out SurvivalSwimWithKim.com. That's SurvivalSwimWithKim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Today, we're going to really just talk about the holiday shopping trends, right? And, of course, we just had Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and we're just going to really talk about the results from the major shopping weekend. Talk to us.
Yeah, well, Black Friday, Cyber Monday is a really great weekend to get some initial spending data about what the rest of the holiday season is going to look like. And we have data from Square, Afterpay, and Cash App, and we saw that consumers came out in droves to support their favorite businesses. It was record-breaking for us, so a couple stats there. So 144 million consumer transactions across the weekend. So that's more than 17%.
144 million? Is that what you said? Wow.
Exactly.
That's huge.
And Small Business Saturday was actually the largest shopping day over the weekend. So, you know, we hear so much about Black Friday, we hear about Cyber Monday, but it's really about spend distributed throughout the weekend, peaking on Saturday when most people are out.
I love it. I love it. And Ari, you are an economic research lead, correct, at Square? So you really
yes.
have those details down. Talk to us about, you know, what we're seeing on the discounting side of things.
Yeah, well, we know that consumers have had prices on their mind for a while now, particularly with the recent bout of inflation. Businesses appear to be responding to that. So discounts were a top strategy this year for businesses to get those price-conscious consumers into the door. Remains true this year. Average discount this year was about 19%, but we saw that online discounts actually tend to be a little bit higher, about 21% on average. That makes sense. Online businesses need to do a little bit more to stand out. You're not in a store. You can just navigate away from a website. Now, we also saw that holidays, and particularly discounting of the holidays, have now gone beyond retailers. So restaurants, for example, now leaning into the weekend to capture some additional revenue. So we saw this in Square data. Restaurants using Black Friday, Cyber Monday discounts, 28% growing year over year in discounts, redeemed this past weekend at restaurants. And it appears to have paid off. So restaurant transactions are up about 12% over the weekend this year.
Ooh, that's great. So let me ask you, what is going to be the next big, you know, the next big one that people should be looking for, and of course, consumers?
Yeah, well, I would look at the mediums in which consumers are spending, right? So we focus a lot on in-person and online shopping, but you can actually go a little bit deeper than that, particularly in online shopping. We have been seeing that outpace in-person growth for a couple years now, so online shopping is up about 21% this year. That's compared to in-person shopping. Still up, but only about 17%, so lagging a little bit. And then within online shopping, you're seeing a couple different mediums, right? You're seeing mobile shopping, people shopping directly on their smartphones. And then you're seeing social media platforms not only being a place to promote businesses and identify new brands, but now also offering their own commerce and actual point of sale option right there within the apps. You're seeing TikTok Shop, for example. So businesses that sort of take advantage of that, those are seeing a lot of growth. And then another new method of shopping is now buy now, pay later. So you're seeing services like Afterpay, seeing a lot of adoption this holiday season, a lot of growth this year. That's in response to consumers seeking a little bit more choice and flexibility at checkout, not wanting to use a traditional credit card. Businesses are responding to that by offering those services.
Interesting. Okay. And so we had Black Friday. We had Cyber Monday. What's the next one? Is it the day after Christmas, or what is it? Because then I think Hanukkah is right after Christmas, right?
Yeah, you're identifying a really good point about consumer spend. So Black Friday is actually not the biggest shopping day of the year. It's actually kind of the inflection point. It's where we start to see week over week. It's really the beginning, right? It's where we start to see week over week increases right up to about Christmas. So in our data, the biggest shopping day of the year is actually the weekend right before Christmas. So people getting in that last minute holiday shopping tends to be where we see the most spend. So if you're a business, my advice is make sure your stores are staffed, make sure you're stocked, make sure you're ready to go. lean into those discounts. Don't just offer them on Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Consumers will continue to take advantage of them and seek them out throughout the holiday season.
I love it. I love it. Really good advice. Where can my listeners find out more about this, Ara? And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. We have a full report available from Square on our website at squareup.com. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it. Have a great holiday. Take care. Thanks again.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am starving. All of this good food in front of me.
I'm telling you, this is like one of my favorite people to talk to, a chef. And, of course, we have our next guest. And, of course, joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show is Chadwick Boyd. And, of course, celebrity chef, food, lifestyle expert. Can I say any more? One of my favorite things is, you know, really having people over, entertaining, if that was the word I was looking for, entertaining through the holidays. It's like the one thing that you can just really spread your love. And so I'm excited to talk about some holiday and New Year's Eve recipe inspiration. So I'm sure that you've got lots of them, right?
Yes, you said my favorite word, the E word, entertaining, during the holidays.
I
love it.
Yeah. So many people get really stressed, and, you know, I'm to the point where let's just love on people, people that have, like, shared your whole year with you, and or people that you haven't even had time to be with, just to share some love. So I'm excited to talk with you. So first of all, what do you have in front of you?
Oh, my gosh. So if I had smell a radio, I would send all these flavors your way. I've got this... premium Angus beef steak. It is the highest level USDA quality beef. Sprouts meat section is got so many wonderful choices. I love shopping there. There are these roasted organic Brussels sprouts with the cute little purple sweet potatoes and some Yukon golds. Just put in a casserole dish, some olive oil, salt, and pepper. In the last few minutes, put some grated Parmesan cheese on top. It gets salty and
now
crispy.
You're talking.
So
that's like my
delicious
topping right on.
Yes.
Yeah, topping on your meals, on your salad, on your veggies. I mean, there's something about that. And like to shave it off, right?
Yes. I mean, Parmesan is one of my best friends during the holidays. It can transform any dish and make it really special.
I love it. And I do love sprouts. You know, it's funny. I don't eat red meat anymore, which let me just tell you, it's like, you know, it's a relationship that I had to really, like, it was really hard to give up. But that sounds amazing. I mean, you know, my kids and everybody around me eats it, and I'm like, tell me what it tastes like, you know, but it didn't feel good in my body. So,
yeah.
But I love that. So when we're preparing a holiday meal, what's the most important thing to consider?
Well, you know, you just nailed it, I think. It's about taking care of your guests and the details. Details matter during the holidays. And just like you, in my family, we've got vegetarians, we've got gluten-free folks, we've got some vegans, and mixed in with meat lovers like myself. And that's why I shop at Sprouts Farmers Market. I go there every holiday because I know I'm going to get the ingredients and the other products that are going to make my family happy and feel loved and going to save some time. I don't like to do complicated foods and recipes during the holidays, because I really want to cherish the time that we have together.
That's so important that you said that, Chadwick. You know, it doesn't have to be complicated. It does not have to. You know what's really great about Sprouts? And I don't know if you're going to share this or not, but I love their deli and their sandwiches there.
Absolutely. I love every single section. I make a list before I go there based on all the different sections. I know that when I shop in their produce section, they're going to have a great selection. The quality of everything is going to be well chosen. It literally is like a farmer's market just inside.
Good idea. Yeah, I could totally relate to that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, first of all, what's the name of your book?
The name of my book, I've written several books, but Entertaining with Vegetables is one of them. I contribute to Better Homes and Gardens, Food and Wine Magazine, and many other beloved magazines. So I have a lot of different recipes and stories all over. You can Google me and pull down some really great recipes for yourself and your family during the holidays. Just make sure you shop at Sprouts.
Okay, I love it. I already shop there, and I totally encourage my listeners to shop there. I would definitely love to have you back and to talk about your book, too. But so let me ask you, what's the top tip for creating memorable meals?
Yes.
Memorable meals. That's almost a tongue twister right there.
Well, but, I think everything that we do during the holidays, particularly around food and with our loved ones, is about making memories, right? And in addition to making everybody feel special. I love making cookies with my nieces and my nephews. And I think this is really wonderful of Sprouts this year. They've done two really cool things. One, they've got a holiday cookie decorating kit that has the cookies, the icing, the sprinkles, the chocolate gems, the peppermint sprinkles. So they've got it all together. But even more so this year, on the weekend of December 14 and 15, they're going to have cookie decorating events all around the country at all of their locations between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. Take your family, the young ones, and go have some fun with your family and friends and go home with some delicious tasting and beautifully looking cookies that you're going to remember forever.
I love that. So that's the 14th and the 15th. Okay.
Yes.
Good to know. Good to know. I'll be taking my grandchildren over there. They love to bake. And, you know, so give us like some, like one thing, like when I think of something that I want to do that represents the holidays, it's almost like putting pomegranate seeds or putting nuts in something, right? That could just change everything, couldn't it?
100%. So I love a modern twist on a classic recipe. Here in front of me and on Sprouts.com, they've got a Jolly Sangria, and it literally is pomegranate juice with red wine. It's got a bunch of fresh fruit that's just easily chopped up. It's cranberries, apples, pear. You can put those luscious, crunchy pomegranate seeds in it too.
It's
fresh, healthy, delicious tasting, easy to make. And you're going to put it in the refrigerator and delight all of your guests.
I love it. I love it. I love just adding that sprinkle of red and kind of like holiday to it. Where can we go to find out more information, of course, about you and, of course, about Sprouts?
Well, you can go to sprouts.com/healthy-holidays. And I forgot one other time-saving tip for you and everybody.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We didn't get to the sign. Okay, perfect.
Well, here you've got a chef and a cook telling you to go to sprouts.com and pre-order your meals and get some customizable party trays. You know, Sprouts is going to do all the work for you. You can choose what you want, whether it's the lean meats, the salamis, the sopressatas, the wonderful cheeses. And then just like what you said, take it home, sprinkle some of those pomegranate seeds on it, a little bit of herbs, and it's extra special. And people love that. We eat with our eyes, and they're going to be delighted before they even eat. So make sure you go to sprouts.com between now and December 22nd, place your orders, and just enjoy the time with your family and friends.
I love it. I love it. I always have to ask one last really quick question. Who was your inspiration to start cooking?
My grandmother. My grandmother, Clara.
Mine too. Okay.
A Sicilian cook. She and I started cooking together when I was 7 years old. Every Saturday, we would watch Natalie Dupree on PBS and Julia Child and stand by the stove and cook together.
I love it. I love it. I love to hear that. It's just so, you know, she continued her legend in you. So I love that. Chadwick, happy holidays. Please share our show with everyone. Let's connect on social, and I'd love to have you back.
That would be great. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season with your family.
You too. Thank you so much. Take care.
Good morning, and welcome back to our listeners that are just waking up with us, starting your day. And I'm excited. We've got some amazing people that are going to be joining us. And, of course, I've got some holiday gift thoughts. and Marty Scold, Jordan, and Charles Moon of Tractor Supply are joining us. And, of course, as we start to get into the holiday season, we all know that dads are hard to shop for. So what are the hot dad items for this year? And welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you. We have a ton of options for your dad this year. We know that sometimes we can be a pain, and so we're prepared for that, that we can help out with that.
I'm glad you admitted that and got that out of the way. No.
That's right. Just move that over to the side. We're going to help you out whenever you get to our stores, though. So it's going to be a 36-inch Blackstone griddle is always a great option. We've got a ton of these in our stores throughout, so you can always pick one up at any of your local ones. And then we've also got the accessories to go along with that to get them started off and set up for success right out of the gate. So, and then we've also got the DeWalt Combo Tool Kit that's going to be available. That's going to help you out finishing with some of those projects that you may have going on, some of those honey-do lists that Dad may have left over. And then we've got some other great offers around like Yeti and Carhartt hoodies. That has been a really fast-trending one this year because it allows dads to be warm and comfortable at the same time. And let's just be honest, you can't ever really have enough Carhartt hoodies.
Marty, we can't forget the ladies on our list, right? So what are we seeing in the women's trend?
Everything is so stylish with Western wear this year, from Hollywood all the way to folks in fashion. And so I want to tell you, first of all, we're going to take you from head to toe, but we're going to start out with the toe. Western boots by Ariat. There's a pair called the Delilah, and they have a winter white pair with some pink and red stitching on them. Just beautiful, but also really comfortable, really versatile, very stylish. There's also a burgundy pair. Those are very popular, and I can tell you, you can wear them for hours and your feet feel just as comfortable as when you very first put them on. Also, Wrangler has denim shirts with vintage hardware on them, inspired by Lainey Wilson. They have a snap front, really comfortable weight of fabric for folks, especially in California and other areas. And then I always say you can't have enough accessories, and the best one, a Western wear hat by Justin. I have a brown one. I just wore it to an event out in a field, a huge dinner out in a field. But they also come in black, and they can be paired with dresses. They can pair them with jeans, but really a wonderful look. And if you think about Yellowstone and you think about all the movies that are out, that Western wear look is not only stylish, it's cute and it's comfortable.
Wow. Well, Marty, you got me on those white boots with the pink threading. Oh my gosh.
They are so cute.
First of all, what is happening with Tractor Supply? They are just amping it up over here, right?
Oh, we have so many new items this year, and we're always looking for the latest and greatest, and so more coming in.
I love it. I love it. Okay, what about our kids? Because, you know, that's really like first on the list. So, Charles, what are some of the great kids' gifts?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got a lot of great gifts for the kiddos this year. A lot of it is going to be classic and vintage options. So maybe some things that you experienced as a kid growing up, things like the Spirograph and using it for hours while in the floor, right? Some of those cat dump trucks that you may have pushed around outside into dirt piles for hours. Those are going to be some of the options with the classic and vintage. But we've got some things that are new and trending, like the 12-volt kid zero-turn ride-on toy. That way they can get out there in the yard and experience, you know, that lawn work and help out with those things as well. We've also got different plush animals and toys, like the stuffed animals. You've seen those in there, haven't you, Marty?
Oh, they are so cute. We have an array of them. Everything from a West Highland cow stuffed animal to ponies and pigs and bunnies and dogs and cats. So whatever you like. And I say a stuffed animal is for a kid of any age.
Mm-hmm. I love that. You know what? I love walking in there and shopping with my husband. He goes for the tools or the supplies, and I go to see what all the surprises are in there. And so that's kind of my fun place. You never know what is going to, you know, and they even have some, like, I mean, I've bought and wear bags, you know, that you can roll
yes.
around and keep all your supplies in there. And everybody's like, where'd you get them? Like, you're never going to believe it. Tractor mm-hmm. Supply. So
yes.
yeah, there is lots of great things that people can do. What about our pets and new pet owners?
Yeah, no, that's a great one, because we love our pets and we love our customers' pets. They're even allowed into our stores as leased pets at every one of our locations. So we always look forward to seeing them come in. And then as we've gotten more and more people that are really taking part in the rescues and bringing in animals to their household and pets to their household, we've started to see that, hey, we can actually help them, welcome them for their first holidays. So items like their 12 Days of Dog Toys Advent Calendar that we have this year is a great option for that, for their first holiday season. And then there's also going to be like the Mutt Nation by Miranda Lambert, her pet beds and pillows that we have inside of our stores is a great way for them to be feel comfortable at night and when they're going to bed. And we've also got items like when their first couple of walks or maybe when their first cold snap hits and throughout the rest of this winter season would be the pet coats and jackets and sweaters, so that way that they can stay warm while you're taking them out for a walk.
And of course, stylish, right?
Oh, of course.
That's the most important part. I'm glad you brought it up.
I love it. I didn't even think about looking there. My little dog had something that he couldn't keep eating on his leg, and So I was looking everywhere and didn't think about looking here at Tractor Supply. I love it. Again, always super great things to find there. Marty, where can my listeners and my viewers go for more information? And also, you could shop online, right?
Oh, absolutely. So go to tractorsupply.com/holiday wish list. And so all the items we've chatted about, but many, many more are on that. When you come in store, like you were talking about, when you come in with your husband, there are these big bins when you first walk in the store full of stocking stuffers for everybody on your list. There's also nostalgic candy, really wonderful holiday ornaments and decorations. And then my favorite thing to do is if I'm leaving my office and I know I need dog food on the way home for Blue, what I do is I buy online, pick up in store. So three options, either online, in store, or buy online, pick up in store. And we hope we see you.
There you go. I love it. You guys made it really easy and fun to shop there for the holidays. So I love it. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business. And please check us out online and download our show.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy holidays to you, too. Take care. Thank you.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
We've got Maya Ajmera, and you are the president and CEO of Society for Science and executive publisher for Science News Media. Love it. And, of course, Tina Jin, you are the top winner. Congratulations of the 2024 Thermo Fisher. And is it GIC? Is that the Junior Innovative Challenge, correct?
Correct. Junior Innovators Challenge.
Yeah, congratulations. Well, Maya, let's start with you. Can you share some of the details about this whole project?
Yeah, so the Thermo Fisher Scientific Junior Innovators Challenge is the premier middle school STEM competition in the United States. It is owned and produced by Society for Science and engages over 65,000 middle school students annually through our affiliated science and engineering fairs nationwide. Of those 65,000 kids, about 10% get nominated, about 6,500 kids, and of them, about 2,000 apply. And our judges narrow it down to the top 300 young junior innovators, the top scientists and engineers in this country. And then we bring a bunch of judges together to Washington, D.C., and they really pour through these 300 top, applications, and they select the top 30 finalists. And those 30 come to Washington, D.C. for a week, and they were just here in Washington, D.C. In October. And Tina was the first place winner.
Wow, what a accomplishment. That's huge. Tina, thank you so much for being here. Also, can you share some of the details about your winning project?
Yeah, so last year summer, while I was picking which brand of bottled water to get for the refrigerator, I learned that 2 billion people globally don't even have access to clean drinking water, but current solutions are both expensive and also inaccessible to those in under-resourced areas. So I wanted to help these people because I think that clean water is a right for everyone. And that's how I started developing my nearly zero cost and also natural water purification method using leftover animal bones as the material for the water filter.
Wow, I love this. I love being inspired. And so what inspired you to pursue this research?
Yeah, when I was like little, I always liked to play with things and ask a lot of questions. And I think that now that I'm a little bit older, I really dug into the problem. And when I saw that the porous structure of animal bones had a similar structure to polymer membranes, I really dived into that idea and created my research project, which is what I took with me to Washington, D.C. in October.
Beautiful, beautiful. And let me ask you, how old are you?
I actually just recently, like a week ago, turned 14, but I was 13 at the competition.
Oh my gosh, this is like incredible. You are the leaders of our tomorrow. I mean, this is so beautiful. Now, do your parents, like, is there somebody in your family that inspired you to do this?
Yeah, well, my mom and my brother have always been really, and also my dad, obviously, have been really encouraging to me. And I think that having confidence is really important. And I think that my family gave me that. So I'm very happy for that.
I love that. I was given that gift, too. In my family, I could do anything I put my mind to. And that is a huge gift to give to your children. I love that. And Maya, thank you for being here. And of course, Society for Science, talk to us about like what role does diversity in STEM play in driving innovation?
So, you know, we believe at Society for Science and Thermo Fisher Scientific, we believe that every young person should be given the opportunity to become a scientist or engineer if that's what they want to be when they grow up. When people from different backgrounds, perspectives, and experiences collaborate, they bring you really unique ideas and problem-solving approaches, I think, that fuel creativity and discovery. We need everyone in the game.
Yeah, I love that. I love it. And how innovative to be that young and to have a vision of helping other people. I'm going to go back to Tina. Tell us about your experience during the research and then after winning.
Yeah, so during my research, I overcame different challenges, but I think that process of overcoming challenges have helped me in beyond science, like even in swimming, like when I meet a challenge, I'll remember how to persist through that. And also during finals week, I think I had a lot of fun because I made friends with all of the 29 other finalists. And as for the award ceremony, I was already grateful that I already made so many friends. And I remember that moment of silence before they announced my name. The whole room was like silent and nobody even like let their heart beat. It was just very suspenseful. But when I received the award, I just felt so proud, happy, and also a little shocked as well. So yeah, just very grateful and pretty proud.
I love it. Congratulations to you. And would you say to other young people considering this, what would you say?
I'd say that it's good to always ask questions and use whatever you have at home to find the solutions to it. For example, I only use household materials and natural materials for my research. And now that I think of it, it's kind of crazy how I use just what I have to be able to make what I did. And I think that other people and other children like me can do that as well.
Wow, I love it. I love it. And Maya, back to you. When these kids are out of school learning experiences like science and engineering fairs, so impactful, right? I mean, you're really making leaders in global economy more competitive, correct?
Absolutely. You know, competitions like the Thermo Fisher Junior Innovators Challenge where, you know, where students are participating in their challenges involving subjects ranging from coding to environmental science to biotech, helps students discover the wide array of possibilities across STEM fields and show them that everyone belongs. And it's just not just a subset of society. You know, this year's finalists research addressed pressing local and global issues from declining water levels in the Great Salt Lake to air pollution to vehicle safety, right? So, you know, everyone was really looking at a problem that was close to them in their community and figuring out a solution.
Wow, I love it. And of course, $25,000, Tina, what are you going to do? And does that go towards your college?
I think, yeah, it's going to go to college and supporting more education, you know, for me.
I love it. I love it. Again, where do we find out more information about this, Maya? And thank you so much, both of you, for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life and Business Truly Is.
You can find out more at societyforscience.org. And you will read more about the Junior Innovators Challenge and can learn more about Tina's project as well as the other 29 finalists' project. They're very inspiring.
Yes, this is so inspiring. I love when you reach out of your comfort zone to do something amazing and so impactful. So again, thank you both of you for sharing it here. What a great show. We've got some really good information. I hope that you have an incredible weekend as we are here through the holidays. And of course, I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Life always offers you a second chance. It's called tomorrow. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.